When it comes to beef exports, 2010 was a banner year as year-to-date sales through October were up 16% in volume, 28% in value. And Greg Dowd, chief economist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, gives much of the credit to the weak dollar.
We are in the best position from an export point of view I think we've ever been in. We're going to do in dollars the same business as 2003.
Which that was the year prior to the discovery of BSE here in the U.S. For the first 10 months of 2010, the value of exports per head is $145, which is $8.60 more than values back in 03.
We are cheaper than Brazilian beef in U.S. dollars in most places in the world today. And that's a huge sea change from what you saw in 2003.
While securing more counter space for U.S. beef in Japan and South Korea is the Obama administration's top priority, Dowd said the big prize for the industry is China.
That market has really changed since we were last in there now 7 years ago. That has enormous prospects now and into the future. And we've really got to get some work done. It's not a bridge too far. I think we could get that done, too. We've just got to get after it.
Of course, it was announced back in mid-December that China has agreed to allow American beef exports back into their country on a staged basis, and technical discussions on reopening the Chinese market to U.S. beef were scheduled to resume yet this month. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.